The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Tuesday, December 6, 2011, and Presidential Release number 401. Jim Moynihan of Missouri announces the birth of Samuel James Moynihan, grandson of Jim Moynihan, who was born September 26, 2011, weighing 7 pounds, 15 ounces, and measuring 21 inches. Congratulations to Samuel James and also to Jim Moynihan, the grandfather. John Bertrand of Colorado, who used to be president of the NFB of Maine, says that he is the proud grandfather of two identical twin boys born to Brent and Ina Bertrand on October 25th. They are Noah and Roman, who are little guys weighing 4 pounds 3 ounces and 3 pounds 13 ounces, respectively. Congratulations to the Bertrand family. I have an announcement here, which is about the air travel regulations being considered by the Department of Transportation. Last month, news was spreading about the new proposal issued by the Department of Transportation, a supplemental notice of proposed rulemaking titled Non-Discrimination on the Basis of Disability in Air Travel, Accessibility of Websites and Automated Kiosks at U.S. Airports. The docket number is DOT-IST-2011-0177. The proposed regulations will extend the Air Carrier Access Act to cover airline websites and automated airport kiosks, and I urged members to make comments. Unfortunately, the federal e-rulemaking portal, where the public has been urged to submit comments electronically, www.regulations.gov, is not fully accessible to the blind. Because of this and other requests from stakeholders, the Department of Transportation has extended the deadline for comments until January 9, 2012. The DOT encourages those who cannot get access to regulations.gov to mail or fax comments to the Department of Transportation headquarters, but the NFB has developed a system for substituting individual comments. Airlines at nfb.org will be the centralized contact point for NFB members to ask questions about the proposal, receive a copy of the comments, and send your final comments to be posted on regulations.gov. Please send all questions and final versions of your comments to include your mailing address to airlines at nfb.org by December 31st, 2011. The staff at the national headquarters will ensure that all comments are posted before the deadline in January. The NFB has been advocating for change for over a decade, so let's keep our voice unified and loud as the Department of Transportation moves forward in the process of making regulations. For more information, contact airlines at nfb.org, or if you have questions that cannot be answered by the email address, get a hold of John Perret here at 410-659-9314, extension 2218. I have an announcement here about H.R. 3086, the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011. On Sunday, December 4, an op-ed piece about the discriminatory practice of paying subminimum wages to workers with disabilities, written by Samuel Bagenstos, former Principal Deputy Assistant Attorney General of the United States, who served in the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, was run in the Des Moines Register, Iowa's largest circulation daily newspaper. As of December 5th, the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011 has 18 co-sponsors in the House of Representatives. It is H.R. 3086. We need more co-sponsors on the legislation, so please let your members of Congress know about the Fair Wages for Workers with Disabilities Act of 2011. If you have questions, the person managing this for us in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill is Anil Lewis. You can get him at the usual number, 410-659-9314, extension 2374. I have an announcement here about the 2012 law, that's Leadership and Advocacy in Washington, D.C. program. This four-day experience will provide blind students with a unique opportunity to explore the inner workings of our country's government, its history, and its culture. In addition to learning about the history of the organized blind civil rights movement, how resolutions are passed, and how blindness legislation is created, participants will learn more about advocacy work for blind individuals and available resources for blind students and adults. Highlights of the program include visits to historical sites in Washington, D.C., meetings with influential government officials, and presentations by prominent leaders in the Federation. 24 students aged 12 to 16 will be accepted to attend the law program. All accepted students must be accompanied by a parent or a guardian, teacher, or mentor from home. Apply now by visiting www.nfb.org/lawprogram. Applications are due by February 1, 2012. For more information, call 410-659-9314, extension 2312, or email Natalie Shaheen at nshaheen@nfb.org. This announcement, of course, from Natalie Shaheen. Bill Henderson is a member from Massachusetts. In the past, he has received the Distinguished Educator of Blind Children of the National Federation of the Blind. He has recently published a book which is entitled The Blind Advantage: How Going Blind May Be a Stronger Principle, and How Inclusion of People with Disabilities Made Our School Better for Everyone. It has been published by Harvard Press. Bill Henderson has pointed out that diversity in education is helpful in building better education. He is a great guy, and if you'd like to get his book, get a hold of Bill Henderson in Massachusetts. Robert Leslie Newman of Nebraska says a writing contest will occur beginning January 1 through April 1, 2012, conducted by the Writers Division of the National Federation of the Blind for both adults and youth. There is a category for each. You go to the website of our Writers Division for more details, to learn about the prizes, to learn about the requirements for the contest, As I say, it starts January 1st and it runs through April 1st. The website is www.nfb-writers-division.net. That's where you go if you want to learn about this contest. We had a meeting of the Kurzweil National Federation of the Blind Reading Technology Company here last week. It looks as though there is considerable progress being made in the KNFB Reading Technology Company in bringing out the book reader that reads both for blind people and for sighted people, that is the Blio. There are new versions of it coming very shortly, and consequently it's an exciting time to get your books on Blio. Today we are having a meeting of a bunch of publishers who are coming to learn about creating accessible textbooks in the publishing process. And tomorrow and the next couple of days, we're having a meeting of the DAISY personnel who are writing the system so that easily and without effort, you can get books in published form that are accessible at the time of publication. So a good deal is going forward. We are after the Thanksgiving time. We did have the board meeting of the National Federation of the Blind just before Thanksgiving. And, of course, this is December and the Christmas season. It is always good to reflect upon what has happened in the last year and what we expect for the year to come at this particular time of the year. I have noticed that we've made considerable progress in the National Federation of the Blind, and it appears that we will be making quite a lot in the future, so I look forward to that. It is a joy to be a part of this organization. It is a joy to work with so many of you as members from throughout the country. It's delightful to be part of the mechanism that changes opportunities for so many in this country and around the world, and to have as many friends and colleagues as we do in the Federation. Having each other is one of the great joys of being alive, and it's one of the things to be thankful for at this Christmas season of the year. Besides which, I regard it as part of the miracle of building opportunity to have all of you as the good friends that you are. Now, I'm coming to the end of this presidential release, and I have some of the usual and customary endings, but I also have one which is not quite so customary. First of all, what do you call Santa's elves? Of course, subordinate clauses. Or, what did the reindeer say at the comedy club? This will slay you. Or, good King Wenceslaus called Domino's for a pizza and asked for deep pan, crisp and even. Now we have a presentation by Parnell Diggs, a member of the Board of Directors, a man running for Congress, and President of the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina, and Chris Danielson, who serves as the Director of Public Relations for the National Federation of the Blind. Merry Christmas to you all. May your holiday season and your new year be the best ever.
Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. Come,
peace,
they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum,
can it be
a newborn king
now,
to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
Little I pray my baby will come true,
asleep beside me there,
and your child too.
I played my drum for him, I played my best for him, ba-dum-ba-bum-bum,
ba-dum-ba-bum-bum, ba-dum-ba-bum-bum. Please live in peace again.
And he smiled at me, ba-dum-ba-bum-bum, me and my drum.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.